What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Check Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanka, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75.
Are you big sleeping?
I'm big sleeping.
Why? Why are you big sleeping?
So tired.
So tired? Mm. You know who's really tired?
Tony.
Tony. He's still sleeping.
I saw his car in the driveway. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he told me at like 2 last night he was skipping his morning class.
Kind of figured.
So, today, we are doing trivia, as per usual. We are doing Caleb's 20 questions. Do you want to do trivia first?
Sure.
Okay, so, I prepared 2, just in case this pod isn't very long, but we'll see. So, first one. Made by Deseret.com. Who are the top 10 most used Mario Kart characters in 8 Deluxe?
I'm gonna assume there's no DLC in this, but we'll see.
It's Deluxe.
Like,
oh, no, yeah, like probably Birdo not. And no,
just because they haven't been out as long.
Not long enough to be out.
All right, well, I'm going to start it off with Mario.
Number one.
Yep.
With 11%.
Going to go with Luigi.
It's number 7.
7.
With 4%.
We're going to go with Toad.
Number 4.
I know, he'd be up there.
8%.
I'm guessing this is going to be top 3 Yoshi.
Yep, he's the 3rd with 8%.
It's 2 Peach.
Yep.
Okay.
With 11%.
Now it's going to get hard.
Yep.
I'm guessing Bowser's up there.
No Bowser in the top 10.
No Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong is 8.
Okay.
4%.
Now you just got to think of who, what, oh, Waluigi has to be. Really? Yikes.
Waluigi.
No more Waluwiggler.
Apparently not.
Rosalina.
No Rosalina.
Shy Guy?
No Shy Guy.
This is dumb. People don't play cool characters. I really hope none of the other babies are up there. There'd be some garbage. Bowser Jr. Baby Mario. Baby Luigi. Baby Daisy. Regular Daisy? Yeah, I didn't think regular Daisy would be up there.
You skipped one of the babies.
Baby Rosalina?
No.
Baby Peach?
There you go. She's number 5.
What the heck?
5% of people pick Baby Peach.
That's some garbage right there.
Yeah.
There's
one on here I don't think you're gonna guess unless you just start guessing the entire roster.
Dry Bowser?
No.
Oh.
You missed another big guy.
Morton.
No. He said his brother, but he didn't say him.
Roy.
No.
Wario.
There you go. It's 10.
Okay.
3%. I think you're in the award range, but can you pull off the clutch and get the last two?
The last two?
6 and 8. 9. I almost said
6
8.
6 and 9. Okay. Link? That's surprising.
They're both girls.
It's not going to be Wendy. And if it's Wendy, I'm going to... I don't know what I'll do.
I'll give you 3 more guesses.
Can't be Birdo. Probably not female villager. Probably not Isabelle. Probably not Inkling Girl. Pink Gold Peach.
Nope.
Thank God. Toadette's not in the game.
There she is.
Toadette.
She's number 6.
Okay.
4%. You're missing number 9. Last guess. Can you pull off the 10 out of 10?
Oh, no.
Mario Kart character selections. You mentioned her name. She's one of the ones, one of the multiple people you said that wouldn't be on this list.
My guess is going to be Inkling Girl.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Is it Isabel?
It's a villager, female.
Bah.
3%. But you got 9 out of 10. In honor of you almost forgetting her, don't look. Oh, there it goes. You can look. It fell off the desk.
Oh, it's like all the way behind me.
Whoops. The fastest you'll ever see her go.
Yeah.
We've got Toadette the Hot Wheel.
Wow.
Probably really tiny on screen, but... awful Hot Wheel. In fact, one of the slowest we own. So, are you proud of that win?
Yeah.
Christ. All right. It's time to learn a little bit more about Caleb.
Oh, no.
Got 20 questions for you. I have an order. I don't know if I'll ask them in order, though. So... here we go.
All right.
20 questions with Caleb. What is your favorite Halo game?
Probably Halo Reach. This is my first Halo game. It's got the best armor customization in any Halo game. I think if I would have grown up with 3, it would be 3, because that's like... the undisputed, like, this is the best Halo game. But Reach's campaign is just so sad. Gets everyone in their feels. So.
Let's see. Who is your favorite car from the Cars franchise? Known car lover over here.
Huh.
Pre-rewatch. His number one pick.
Well,
and he owns a lot.
I do have a lot of cards
from childhood.
I feel like Lightning McQueen would be too easy. I'm not gonna say it. Lightning's awesome.
I know you know a lot of cars too.
Rosa
Cars Encyclopedia.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to go with Doc Hudson. Doc's awesome.
Who's your favorite character out of all the Pixar movies that we've watched?
Out of all the Pixar movies that we've watched?
Yeah.
Ooh. I feel like I'd have to pull up the list so I can see every movie. No.
You just have to pick right now.
Said I'm gonna like... oh, no. Sucks because I like can't remember his first name either. It's Miguel from Coco. I like him a lot.
Nice. What's your favorite instrument?
Probably trombone.
Just a big boner guy, I guess.
Yeah.
What's your dream vacation?
I probably want to go to, like, Probably want to go to the UK just to see their like buildings.
See their teeth.
See the teeth. Yeah, probably somewhere in Europe because I've never been out of the country. And I don't know. I've seen some like UK buildings that was like the architecture is really cool there. And but apparently their food's gross. They eat weird things over there. You heard of black pudding?
Yes. Have
It's gross.
you tried it?
No.
Oh.
So yeah.
I bet it's probably your favorite food.
I've never.
Okay. Let's see. Favorite snacky?
Favorite snacky?
Yeah.
Probably Cool Ranch Doritos. Classic. I never get mad when I eat Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably right. If you can have dinner with one actor.
Ooh. Is it like an actor in a movie?
Sure. I
Or like, because I'm thinking like Broadway actors.
don't care.
Probably Patrick Page, who's this like Broadway legend. He played Hades. He played the original Scar. He played Count whatever, Frollo. He's the guy with like the really deep voice, and he's crazy. He's been on Broadway for a super long time. He played the original Green Goblin in the Spider-Man musical. So,
Nice.
yeah.
See. Favorite animated show?
We're talking like.
Animated show?
Like 3D animation, or like
Just animated show.
it's gonna have to be regular show.
Yeah.
It's the undisputed, like, this show is so good.
It
I'd
is.
say Phineas and Ferb is up there too, because it was like every time it came on, I was like, yes! So,
Phineas or Ferb?
probably.
That's not one of my questions,
Oh, okay.
but you can answer it still.
Probably Phineas.
I wrote down another not question. Why is Winnie the Pooh your favorite horror
He's
villain?
not. It was a setup.
Why'd you lie?
I didn't lie.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Watch the last video. He said Winnie the Pooh is his favorite horror villain.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
There's video proof. Play the clip. Top 10 horror villains by Caleb Hafner.
Ouch.
Go from 10 up, of course.
At 10, we've got Babadook. At 9, we've got Jack Torrance. At 8, we've got Carrie. At 7, we've got Annabelle. At 6, we've got Jigsaw. At 5, we've got Chucky. At 4, we've got The Grabber. At 3, we've got Patrick Bateman. At 2, we've got Norman Bates. And at one, I don't know what I wrote.
Yes, you
Winnie
do.
Pooh. Ah, man, I said it. Wow.
No, you gotta say it again. You gotta say it with confidence.
Winnie the Pooh.
Say it again.
No.
Who's your number one?
Pooh.
You're so fucked.
No, I'm not.
Favorite musical?
This is tough because I always, it's always between, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Great Comet of 1812, and Hadestown. All of them are really good, and funny enough, two of them have Patrick Page in it.
Wow.
Two of them have Amber Gray. One of them has Josh Groban in it. Oh, man. Because Hunchback, there's like a reboot. 1812 came out recently. And Hadestown also came out recently. I'm going to go with Great Comet right now. But ask me in 2 weeks and I'll change my answer.
If Lego could make anything like Star Wars, Marvel, what would you be your dream Lego set?
The Death Star. No.
Let me go with something original. The Millennium Falcon.
Yep. It's a lot of film. I would probably do a Kenobi versus Grievous, like hello there scene with, even if it was like a $20 pack with those two figures, that's probably something I'd do. Cause like, you don't really get a lot of Grievous. So
yeah. One has to go. Pokemon or Mario Kart?
I'd probably end up choosing Pokemon. Because you don't really play Pokemon with other people. Like, you can. We have. But you can battle people. Super fun. I think I can get more out of Pokemon. Like there's a lot more variation to it with all the moves and all the Pokemon you can get, but I can't sit out of Mario Kart unless you give me the half controller, then I'm gonna complain.
The Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only time I've sat out of Mario Kart is when they're like, oh, Caleb, you wanna play? Here's this. No, I'll watch. So, probably Pokemon.
Fair enough. We are rewatching the MCU currently. We are like over halfway through it. What is one Marvel character you want to see in the MCU that they haven't done yet?
Let's see.
I know an answer that you're going to say probably.
Yeah, get ready for Nightcrawler. No. Because he's in the X-Men. It's not the MCU, but he's already had his film debut. And if they actually merge both of them, he's also in it. He made an X-Men cameo, but I could say Gambit.
That's what I was thinking you were gonna say.
But since he's already technically in a movie, I'd like to see Null as a villain, because he's like the father of all symbiotes. And then that could bring in all the other symbiotes. I read that the one comic with Null in it, because I did. I got the figure, the 2-pack Marvel Legend, and I was like, oh, he's cool. Let me read up. And yeah, he's just, I feel like that would be a crazy movie to do, just because he's so powerful. But I could see him being a huge villain.
Who's your favorite fantasy player that you've had on your team over the past 4 years?
I think the player I've had the most is Justin Tucker. He's like, he doesn't get you like 30 points like a lot of other positions, but he is like arguably the most consistent kicker with points, because he's always getting you like 10 to 15, and that's good because they can't get minus points, so it's always solid. I had Devontae for a good stretch there, and anytime I have Debo, it's awesome. but probably gonna have to go with last year's Joe Mixon, 'cause oh my God, he was a touchdown machine.
Yeah.
And that one 55-point
Yeah.
55-point
Fair
game.
enough.
Yeah, I was in the middle of like a play, and like right after we did bows and got off stage, I remember looking at my phone and I was like I had
Yeah,
like
and
five.
I'm sure you had like multiple texts from me going,
Yeah.
"Holy shit,
Yeah.
Joe Mixon's going fucking
Yeah,
crazy."
no, I was scrolling through my fantasy. Joe Mixon got a touchdown for man baby. And I was like, oh my God. So I remember it was like a matinee, so the performance was at like 2. And it must have been like a, I don't know, maybe the ending half of a noon game. I don't know. I just don't usually check my phone like a couple hours before shows. But it was just like, it was it's something I'll remember forever. I was in the dressing room and I was just like, oh, just check fantasy, whatever. And I was like, oh. So yeah, yes.
Speaking of plays, what is your favorite play or musical that you've been in?
Plays are tough because singing is fun. But you do a lot more character work. You can really deep dive into them because you don't have the music to focus on. But probably my favorite show I've been in was Sweeney Todd, which is just one, the music was really hard because we did like the whole thing. And I was Pirelli, who is a tenor, and I am not, but I made it work because I can still hit the notes. But Sweeney Todd is like one of the hardest musicals, and we also did all the optional songs for whoever knows what that means. We usually they take out like two songs because the musical runtime is too long, but we said no, and we added all the optional songs, which was another like 3 minute song for me, so I got to do part one and part two of my songs. I'm really like blanking on the name of it. It's right after Miracle Elixir. It's the, oh yeah, the contest, and then the contest part two, where instead of shaving someone, he's pulling out his friend's tooth. So it's not friend, it's a little servant, but yeah.
Nice.
I had to put like a giant metal like tooth puller in my friend's mouth.
Pretty sure I saw that picture at some point.
I can think of the one where I'm going like
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen pictures, I think. So you recently got a record player.
Oh man.
What's your dream vinyl?
My dream vinyl. Right now, it's tough because my next vinyl, like I really want to buy, is Kids See Ghosts, because the vinyl is like, if you buy the Targa version, it's like orange and it's got like pink and purple, like little, they look like firework explosions on them. Like that would look really cool to play. There's this one vinyl I was doing some research about where it's like on the inside of it, if you look at like a certain angle, there's like a like an image that pops up and it looks like someone's dancing in the middle. Like it's crazy. There's this one that's like an 8-bit Mario animation when it spins. He's like got the Tanuki tail and he like flies up. Well, that would be a Mario Kart Wii vinyl, but it just doesn't exist to my knowledge.
Yeah, unfortunate.
I'd probably have to be like one of the Beatles albums because they're really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't even need like an original printing. They're just like $80 to get. So probably like a nice copy of Abbey Road.
There's one thing that you could get me to enjoy that I don't right now that you like. What would it be? Like, what's something you want me to get into? If I you had to pick one thing.
Theater. No. No, I couldn't see you doing a full-on musical. I could see you going on stage if we did like a just like an event and talking in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not something I always do.
VR.
Yeah.
LAN parties.
Land parties. Yeah. Probably Halo, just 'cause I've been playing the Master Chief Collection with a couple buddies, and like I don't know, Halo is more fun with more people, so that or like I don't know, racing games are tough 'cause like you do play racing games,
Yep.
so maybe kind of every once in a while.
Yeah. What's your least favorite Pokemon?
There's so many.
What's one of your least favorite Pokemon?
That's my stomach.
Toast your asshole.
All right. Man, there's like a fish with like really big lips. It's like that I like can't even think of the name. Oh, man.
I know, like, somewhat what you're talking about.
It's like in a permanent hissy face.
Bruxish.
I think that's it. Me.
That's how, even how you pronounce it.
Bruxish. Yeah, I'll say Bruxish for now.
Thought you were initially saying the this one.
Oh, nah. Stunfisk is a G.
He just kind of funny.
Yeah. It's kind of a letdown when you get him. Just kind of a like a pancake fish.
Is your big goal for Salt Shack Podcast by the end of 2023?
To have more like audience interaction and hopefully like a live podcast at some point so we can interact with everyone and people can just ask us questions. So gain a larger following.
What is one Marvel legend that is not out or made yet that you would want?
Ooh, there are so many like niche Marvel Legends that are out too. Life-sized Surtur.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would be.
I mean, the first thing that came to my head was like a deluxe Odin, like where he'd be on the horse and everything. Yeah, probably a deluxe Odin.
Last question. I'm pretty sure this is your last question for me. I could be wrong though. What is your ideal night out? Anything can happen. No money involved.
Big land party. Yeah.
VR LAN party.
Let's see. I mean, a land party would have to be involved. But if it's just a night.
I mean, it can be a LAN party. It is your ideal night.
Probably taking the boys to like a Broadway show. And that would depend on the time frame because, shows come and go. But I'd have to pick something that everyone would enjoy. I think Hadestown is still on Broadway. It's a really cool story. Great Comet is not on Broadway anymore. It's had this whole scandal after Josh.
SpongeBob musical.
I don't think that's still on Broadway. They toured like 2 years ago or something, and people said it was really bad. I've seen the musical. It was community theater, but it's enjoyable if you like SpongeBob. But yeah, I'd probably take the boys to a Broadway show.
Yes. Yeah. See you guys next week.
See ya.